Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off India's first hydrogen-powered train from Jind Railway Station in Haryana this morning. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says India-Finland relationship enters decisive new phase as leaders elevating ties to a strategic partnership. US forces launch fresh wave of military strikes against Iran. Trump administration to impose new visa restrictions to bar far-left terrorists from entering the United States. And in men's cricket, hosts England beat India by 4 wickets in second ODI to level 3 match series 1-1. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab today. During his visit to Haryana, the Prime Minister will flag off India's first hydrogen train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station. He will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth around 14,700 crore rupees at Eklavya Stadium in Jind and address the gathering on the occasion. The launch of the first hydrogen-powered train marks an important step towards the adoption of clean and sustainable mobility in the railway sector. Designed, engineered and integrated in India, the train has been developed using indigenous technology, reflecting the country's growing capabilities in advanced railway engineering. More from our correspondent.
India has set a new global benchmark with this project. While countries like Germany and China usually run 2 or 3 coach hydrogen trains, India has developed a 10-coach formation. It is designed to carry nearly 2,600 passengers, which is the highest capacity among compared hydrogen trains globally. This hydrogen train is powered by a 3,200 horsepower propulsion system, making it one of the most powerful hydrogen-powered train sets in operation. The train is powered by hydrogen fuel cell technology, which converts hydrogen into electricity to propel the train. The process produces only water vapor as a byproduct, resulting in zero carbon emissions during operation. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Jind.
From Jind, the Prime Minister will travel to Chandigarh, where at around 1:45 p.m. he will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate various development projects worth over 4,700 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Subsequently, Mr. Modi will visit Jalandhar in Punjab, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the India-Finland relationship is entering a decisive new phase, with leaders elevating ties to a strategic partnership in digitalization and sustainability. Addressing the India-Finland Business Roundtable yesterday, alongside Finland's Minister of Economic Affairs, Sakari Puisto, Mr. Goyal underscored the immense opportunities that lie ahead through stronger trade and investment ties, particularly with the conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. The minister said that the agreements will unlock new avenues for businesses on both sides. Mr. Goyal emphasized that India's vast talent pool, growing economy and manufacturing capabilities complement Finland's technological expertise and world-class innovation ecosystem, creating a strong foundation for deeper collaboration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and conveyed his condolences on the passing of Father Amir, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Father Amir of Qatar's enduring legacy will continue to guide the two countries as they further strengthen their strategic partnership. He also recalled Father Amir's deep affection for India, his warmth towards the Indian community in Qatar, and his steadfast commitment to India-Qatar relations. Members of the Kashmiri diaspora staged an anti-Pakistan protest outside the Pakistani consulate in Bradford, United Kingdom, alleging human rights violations in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, or POJK. The protest was organized on the call of the Joint Awami Action Committee on Wednesday, with participants urging the international community to take note of what they described as state repression in POJK. Protesters carried placards and raised slogans against Pakistan, accusing its security forces of human rights abuses in the region. The demonstrators alleged that Pakistani security forces had carried out killings, enforced abductions, raids on homes and violence against civilians, including women and children. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. forces launched a fresh wave of military strikes against Iran last night, marking the sixth consecutive night of operations against the Islamic Republic following the collapse of peace deal between both the sides. According to the U.S. Central Command, the attack was aimed at further degrading Iran's military capabilities, as Tehran poses a threat to commercial vessels transiting through the Strait of Hormuz, which Washington claims. Meanwhile, Iranian state media reported that three people were killed and several others got injured after the U.S. targeted civilian infrastructure in their recent wave of strikes in Iran. In United States, Trump administration has announced to impose new visa restrictions to bar far-left terrorists from entering the country. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that foreigners who finance, incite, or aid and abet far-left terrorists are enemies of America's civilization and they are not welcome in the United States. The new visa restriction policy aims to undermine the political foundations of free and self-governing societies, utilizing bombings, assassinations, and other forms of terrorism to silence speech, limit political opposition, change policy outcomes, and sabotage political processes. The Brazilian government has decried the latest U.S. tariff on certain Brazilian imports and threatened to impose reciprocal tariffs against U.S. products. Earlier, the United States said it would impose a new 25% tariff on certain imports from Brazil, citing unfair trade practices by the world's 10th biggest economy. The tariffs, first proposed last month, will take effect July 22. The order exempts some goods that are not produced in the U.S. or that officials worry would disrupt supply chains, including coffee, beef, oranges, and orange juice, and aircraft components. In a statement, the Office of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva refuted the U.S. allegations of unfair trade practices. World Day for International Justice is being observed today globally to unite all those who wish to support justice, promote victims' rights, and help prevent crimes that threaten the peace, security, and well-being of the world. This day marks the anniversary of the adoption of the Rome Statute on 17th of July in 1998, the founding treaty of the International Criminal Court, which seeks to protect people from genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the crime of aggression. In men's cricket, hosts England defeated India by 4 wickets in second ODI of 3-match series at Sophia Gardens in Cardiff last night to level the series 1-1. After being invited to bat first, Shubman Gill-led men in blue got bundled out for just 233 runs in 44 overs. Shreyas Iyer emerged as top scorer with 66 runs, while Virat Kohli also contributed 65 runs. In reply, hosts England comfortably overhauled the target in 45th over with 4 wickets in hand as Joe Root scored unbeaten 99 runs and missed his stand by a run. Both the teams will now face each other in the series decider on Sunday at the iconic Lord's Cricket Ground. The White House confirmed that US President Donald Trump will attend the FIFA World Cup 2026 final between defending champions Argentina and Spain at the New York, New Jersey Stadium on Sunday night. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt made the announcement during a press briefing outlining Mr. Trump's schedule for the weekend. She said the president will first participate in a FIFA reception at Trump Tower in New York City before traveling to New Jersey for the tournament's title clash. The FIFA World Cup 2026, jointly hosted by the United States, Canada and Mexico, will conclude with the final, scheduled in New Jersey. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off India's first hydrogen-powered train from Jind Railway Station in Haryana this morning. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says India-Finland relationship enters decisive new phase as leaders elevating ties to a strategic partnership. US forces launch fresh wave of military strikes against Iran. Trump administration to impose new visa restrictions to bar far-left terrorists from entering the United States. And in men's cricket, hosts England beat India by 4 wickets in second ODI to level 3-match series 1-1. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.